demonstrations are getting larger, and the calls for the military to step down now, not next year, are getting louder. Tuesday's crowd is the biggest amass in Tahrir Square since the unrest began 4 days ago. Men, women, young and old are united in their demand that civilian rule begin now.
Not just one type of Egyptians here, all the Egyptians here, Islamic, liberal or communist, everyone is here.
Some believe the momentum of the unrest, sparked by a proposal that military rulers prolong their political influence, will speak for itself.
A lot of the candidates for presidency or political parties or groups, they are invited for a meeting today, an interview with the military council. But, you know, they didn't hear the people. We want the military to leave. It's over. No one can speak on behalf of the Egyptian people right now.
With suspicions high about self-declared representatives of the people, the crowd is turning increasingly angry, not just at the bloodshed, but at fears about what and whom comes next.
There it's like six.
Political analyst Rania Al-Malki says the unity of purpose seen among protesters back in January has been destroyed.
People are very much aware of the differences, of their differences and of their different attitudes. And I think, unfortunately, this kind of solidarity is gone. And over the past 9 months, I think SCAF has managed to fragment the political street, beyond cure.
Many are keen that elections, set to begin next Monday, will be one way forward. But not everyone on Tahrir is looking toward a democratic solution.
Here I feel free. After I take this, and this, and this, and in other places in my body, I feel free. And I am so happy now. And I hope to be killed here. To find Allah in the heaven.
Another protester accuses such fundamentalist believers of trying to hijack the new protests.
They are now trying to show up and to show the world that they are leading the people, and they are leading, and they are against something in the government. They are not.
But with the SCAF in command, it would appear that to meet protesters' demands, they need someone to hand power to. Something made more difficult now that the interim civilian leaders are resigning. But Al-Malki doesn't hold out much hope.
They're thinking with the mentality of the old Egypt. I mean, the military rulers, the generals are still Mubarak's people, and they are behaving towards the Egyptian people as if they are the end-all and be-all of decisions. They're engaging in a political monologue that they're refusing to listen to any other version of how the process of transition to democracy can be managed.
Even if the standoff continues, most on Tahrir Square say they want to go ahead with elections and get the representation, whatever it may be, they desperately want. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.